This is a story, not just any story, a story about a mermaid. Anyway, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's start from the beginning. It was a dark and stormy night, and a bolt of lightning struck the middle of the sea. Meanwhile, under the surface, it struck the tiniest grain of sand and the most beautiful pearl. The pearl exploded with the tiniest pop. Over the next few hours, all of the pieces of the pearl had floated towards the grain of sand that was struck by the lightning. After a long, beautiful hour, all the pieces of pearl had floated gracefully into this tiny grain of sand. Chapter 2. About 1,000,000 years and 50 generations later, this grain of sand had the same amount of life as the entire world. Therein, none of them had ever been into the outside world. Why, you may ask? Well, this is a sealed grain of sand, and you can't break the walls at the edge, or so they thought. Until a little baby princess was born, everyone was extremely well behaved and never put a toe out of line. This little baby was special. She was the first royal baby, and she was so different from everyone else. She had golden hair, which is unusual for a mermaid in this country because they've all got blue hair with green in it. So she was a cheeky little minx who had to do things her way. As she grew older, she became good friends with various people at school. When Imogen was 13, she asked her mum and dad, "Why can't you break the seal and let us out into the ocean like the lobsters?" Her mum and dad were very old people, and they had very, very good memories. "Well, Immy, a very long time ago, we were allowed to go out for an hour if we had a ticket. This was the case for about half a century. But once, a little boy went out and came back just after his hour had finished, and he was banned from ever coming out again." What they didn't know was the little boy was not a mermaid man. In fact, he was an imposter, a lobster. Chapter 4. Immy's dad stopped to take a breath, and she said, "Don't stop there, Dad! I want to know more about what happens to the boy and the lobster. Tell me more, please, please, please!" The king sighed and told his daughter, "If you give me a chance, I'm a man of 123. Only the boy's parents recognised it wasn't him for the first couple of days. And then it became more and more obvious. Billy Bragg was a boy a bit like you, Imogen. So if he was told not to do something, he wouldn't hesitate to do that thing. But he had a good brain and told the lobster he had top grades in morphology and maths. That had done the trick. The lobster was caught out within a couple of weeks and immediately interrogated. Even knowing his secret den, the boy could not be found. I was king at the time and sealed the exit forever." Immy sat there flabbergasted, so he was never found. She asked out of curiosity. "No, unfortunately not," said her mother quietly. "Unfortunately not."